稣将大使命颁布给我们，要我们使人做主的门徒。今日我们不必踌躇，这里有主的中仆，教导你我规划服事、牧养、训练、拆船与职堂的蓝图。让我们透过这两课中经历从天上来的赐福。欢迎收听晨曦讲座。
芳华向神的仆人问安，欢迎收听晨曦讲座。愿你凡事兴盛，身体健壮，正如你的灵魂兴盛一样。晨曦讲座周一到周五提供同工学习进修培训的内容，让我们对侍奉有全面宏观的眼界，培养自己成为健康工人，建立健康教会。每个礼拜三进行的门训累代建立强壮的教会中英文讲座，是新加坡神之星教会侍奉团队受邀到神学院的讲座。新加坡神之星教会会友平均的年龄是23岁，这间教会从9位成员成长到今天拥有5000多位的会友。创会的牧师陈少豪牧师以及他的妻子曾秀平牧师，他们本着神给他们累代的意向与使命，分享他们20多年来的经验与看见。这个讲座非常值得今天的教会效法思想。我觉得这个讲座的内容也很适合家长来听，了解年轻人的想法，激发他们对神的敬畏，发挥恩赐，成为天国的栋梁。如果你错过了之前的讲座内容，芳华鼓励您可以赶紧的在我们的资源库下载收藏。如果您听了非常有帮助，也欢迎您可以分享转传。我们知道教会存在的目的不只是延续一个组织，更是要承接耶稣基督所赋予我们的大使命，把福音一代一代的传下去。今天的教会，如果我们只关心眼前的需要，而忽略了下一个世代，那么我们很可能就失去了未来。当我们愿意投资年轻人的生命，陪伴他们的成长，建立他们的信仰，给予他们服事的机会，教会就能够持续充满活力，见证神的作为。在圣经当中，保罗栽培提摩太，摩西带领约书亚，大卫预备圣殿的材料，由所罗门完成建造，都让我们看见神的工作从来不是停留在一个人的世代，而是透过生命影响生命，世世代代的相传。每一个世代都有不同的挑战，也有不同的恩赐和机会。上一代就需要放手和祝福，下一代需要勇敢的传承与委身。当这两个世代彼此尊重，彼此成全，教会就能够成为一个充满盼望的信仰群体。今天的讲座内容，陈少豪牧师将和我们分享将使命累代传承。让我们一起来思想，我们是否正在培育下一代的门徒，是否愿意把信仰使命和意向传递给年轻人。以下我们一块来听。
以为父为母的心建立归属感，邀请融入参与的父权，兴起世世代代火热服事的领袖，门训累代建立强壮的教会。
Praise the Lord，
赞美主。
You know, I'm always very inspired by missionaries.
我每次看到宣教士的时候非常受启发。
My wife and I, when we were young Christians, we are always reading the autobiographies of missionaries.
我和我太太年轻的时候呢，通常都会读宣教士他们的自传。
So of course, we read about Hudson Taylor.
当然都戴德生的故事。
William Carey,
威廉可利
William Wilberforce,
威廉韦布佛斯
City Start,
斯达德
The Cambridge Seven,
剑桥七杰
So all these were our heroes.
他们都是我们的英雄
So can you imagine us being here speaking in the Hudson Taylor III Seminar?
你可以想一下我们在这里在戴绍珍的讲座在分享
It's like every morning when we wake up, we pinch ourselves. Is this real?
每天早上起来要捏自己，这是真实的吗？
But seriously, it's an honor for everyone to be here.
说真实在每个人在做呢，是我们的荣幸。
And I will share a brand new message with you.
今天跟你们分享一个全新的信息。
Never preached this before.
从来没有分享过的。
Even our church have not heard it.
我们自己教会都没听过。
It's called Pass the Mission Through the Generations.
它是将使命累代传承。
If you really understand the heart,Behind generations,
如果你真的明白累代背后的心意
you will understand that it's more than about young people.
你就明白它不仅是关于年轻人
more than about being a modern church.
不仅是当一个现代的教会
the heart of generations is about stewardship.
累代背后的心是管家职分
that God has given us a mission.
神赐给我们这使命
and we carry it out through our lifetime.
通过我们这一生去做出
And then we pass it on to the next generation.
传承给下一代。
So to truly live out generations.
如果要真的活出累代的话。
It is not about ownership.
不是要有拥有权。
It is about stewardship.
而是管家职分。
That we are not egoistic.
我们不是淡然主义。
We are not owning everything for ourselves.
不是所有拥有的是为了自己。
But we are always building for the next generation.
永远是为下一代而建造。
So we say this, that if your achievement dies with you, it is not legacy, it is history.
我们说如果你现在的成就它跟你一起消逝的话它不是传承它只是历史。
Only if it goes beyond you, then it becomes a legacy.
如果在你之后它还会继续下去它才是传承。
So legacy is not about the past, it is about the future.
所以传承它不在乎过去而是在乎未来。
Proverbs 13:22.
箴言十三章二十二节。
It says, "A good man leaves an inheritance to his children's children."
善人给子孙遗留产业。
So that's at least to the third generation.
所以至少到第三代。
Not just to your children.
不仅是到你的孩子。
But your grandchildren.
而是你的子孙。
So when we think about inheritance,
当我想到遗产的时候
especially Chinese people,
尤其是华人
we always think about money,
我想到金钱
we always think about properties,
我想到的是地产
Look, even a bad person can pass money or properties to their children.
就算是坏人也会把地产和钱财传给他的孩子
But the Bible says, a good man,
可是圣经说善人
a good man, a good woman leaves inheritance.
善人会遗留产业
So surely it's more than money or properties.
所以它不仅是地产或钱财
So what is the greatest inheritance?
所以最大的产业是什么
For me, it's the mission.
对我来说是使命
We tell the parents in our church.
我们在教会的父母我们跟他们这样说
Pass down the mission, not just the money.
传承使命不仅钱财
Pass down the mission.
传承使命
Not just money.
不仅钱财
So it goes beyond preparing your will and your asset.
它不仅是准备你的资产或你的遗书
What is your family mission?
你家庭的使命是什么
You know, we joke about this in Singapore.
在新加坡我们常开玩笑
See, a lot of fathers especially.
尤其是很多父亲
They want an excuse to buy an expensive watch.
他们要一个借口买很昂贵的手表。
So they want to buy a Rolex.
他们要买劳力士。
And then they say, oh no, it's for my children.
他们说没有，是给我的孩子。
And they wear it for their whole life.
一生就戴着这手表。
I say, oh no, I really don't want the Rolex, but it's for the children.
他们说不是我要劳力士，是给孩子的。
It's just an excuse.
只是一个借口。
So I tell them this.
我就跟他们说
Pass down the values, not just valuables.
传承价值观不
Parents in Singapore,
在新加坡里的家父母亲
they're thinking of passing down jewelry or watches.
他们在想，他们传承的是这些手表啊、首饰。
That's not important.
那些都不重要。
Pass down the values.
我们要传承价值观。
The values of the Bible to your children.
圣经的价值观传承给孩子。
So I challenge the parents in my church.
所以挑战我教会里的父母亲。
I say, you think if you pass a Rolex down, it is so valuable.
你以为你传下一个劳力士就那么的珍贵？
You know what's even more valuable?
你知道有什么更珍贵吗？
You pass down to your son.
你给你儿子传下去的，给你女儿传下去的。
A well-read, well-worn Bible.
一个翻的旧读到滚瓜烂熟的一个圣经。
This Bible.Your dad has read it for the last 50 years.
这本圣经你爸爸读了过去五十年。
It is old, it is torn.
他你说里面很多旧翻了。
It has all the highlights and all the notes.
他所有的笔记都在里头。
You pass that to your son.
你把那个传给儿子。
It is infinitely more precious than a Rolex watch.
它比一个劳力士手表百分之百的更珍贵。
Pass the values.
要传承价值观。
Not the valuables.
不是财富。
Amen.
Amen.
So in Hebrews 11 verse 8,
希伯来书十一章八节,
you are Bible school students, so I don't need to belabor the point.
你们是神学院学生，所以我不用再多讲了。
But it says here that by faith, Abraham obeyed God.
他这里说亚伯拉罕因着信就蒙召。
And God gave him his inheritance.
神就给他了他的产业。
So Abraham had an inheritance.
所以亚伯拉罕他自己也有自己的产业。
Now what is that?
但是什么呢?
Verse 9,
第九节,
the land God promised him.
就是所应许之地。
But when God promised him, he was living there by faith.
但神给他这个应许的时候，他是凭着信在那里生活的。
Like a foreigner living in tents.
就像一个在异地居住在帐篷里。
And then it went on to say, so did the next two generations.
他继续说下一两代他们也是一样。
Isaac, Jacob.
以撒、雅各。
Okay, so don't miss this part.
不要错过这一点。
What did Isaac and Jacob inherit?
以撒跟雅各他们遗传到了什么呢?
The promise.
应许。
The promise.
是应许。
They did not yet inherit the promised land.
他们遗传的不是应许之地。
They have not taken possession of the land at this point.
在这时候他们还没有得着那地。
But the children and the grandchildren inherited the promise.
可是孩子孙子他们遗产到的是那个应许。
So this is what we need to pass down.
所以这是我们需要传承下去的。
The promises of God for us and our next few generations.
神给我们和未来几代的神的应许。
So let me ask you a question.
我来问你一个问题。
What is God's promise to you?
神对你的应许是什么？
That same promise must be passed down to the next generation.
同样的应许要传承给下一代去。
For my wife and I,
至于我和我太太,
we have many promises from God.
神给我们很多的应许。
God promised us generations.
神应许我们累代。
I want to pass it down to my daughter.
我要把它传承给我的女儿。
God promises that we will build a strong church.
神应许我们会建造强壮的教会。
I want to pass it down to my daughter.
我要传承给我的女儿。
Not the church, but the promise.
不是教会，而是应许。
The promise that strong churches will be built.
这个应许是说我们会建造强壮的教会。
God promised us.
神应许我们。
As we build his house, he will build our house.
当我们建造他的殿，他也会建造我们的家。
I want my daughter to catch that promise.
我要我女儿抓到这个应许。
That her and her children will understand that.
她和她的孩子会明白。
That when she builds God's house, God will build her house.
当她建造神的殿，神会建造她的家。
So listen.
听好。
Pass down the promise, not just properties.
传承应许不只是地产。
Pass down the purpose, not just possessions.
传承宗旨不仅财物。
And I stand here and I think of the first Hudson Taylor.
站在这里想到戴德生。
The origin.
他是最原始的。
Almost 200 years ago.
几乎200年前。
God gave him a promise.
神给他的应许。
That Chinese speaking people will come to Jesus.
华人会认识耶稣。
And now 5 generations later.
现在五代后。
Guess what?
猜猜看。
That inheritance continue.
同样的产业它继续下去。
That inheritance that the promise will come to pass.
它这个产业说这个应许它一定会发生。
And the children, the grandchildren.
孩子孙子。
Great grandchildren.
曾孙子。
And on and on.
继续下去。
They inherited the promise.
他们遗传到这个的应许。
That's why it's so special to be here.
就在这里非常特别。
I'm so inspired to be here.
我在这里很受启发。
Because when we talk about first generation,
当我们说到第一代的时候
It's different from first generation here.
跟这里的第一代不一样
I am praying
我在祷告
By God's grace
凭着神的恩典
If Jesus doesn't come back
如果耶稣不再回来
Five generations from me
从我这边五代之后
My great-great-grandchildren will still be building strong churches
我的世孙他们还是会建造强壮的教会
Will still be bringing youth revival
还是会带来年轻的复兴
SoGenerations is about stewardship.
所以历代就是管家职分。
You don't have to build the biggest church in your lifetime.
你不需要在你这代中呢建造最大的教会。
You don't have to have the greatest achievement in your lifetime.
你不需要在你这一生就有最伟大的成就。
When Jesus went back to heaven,
当耶稣回到天堂的时候
there was really nothing much.
真的没有什么。
There was no big building.
没有大的建筑。
No big crowds.
没有大的人群。
But he started something.
可是他开始了一件事。
And his legacy went on for 2,000 years.
他会传承下去2000年。
It is not how you end, it's how you start.
不是你怎么结束，而是你怎么开始。
When you start something,
当你开始某件事的时候
the next generation will continue.
下一代会延续下去。
So I'm speaking to the pastors here.
在跟所有的牧者说。
Don't just think of passing on the organization, the building of the church.
不要只想把教会的整个机构或建筑传下去。
When you look at a successor,
当你看一个继承人的时候
it is not just handing over the organization.
不只是把机构交出去。
You are handing over the purpose, the mission of that church.
你传下去的是那个教会的宗旨和它的使命。
God planted that church in that city.
神在那个城市栽种那间教会。
There is a purpose.
是有自己的意义的。
When you hand it over,
把你把它传下去的时候
it's not just the building.
它不只是一个建筑。
That purpose and promise must go on.
它的宗旨，它的使命必须延续下去。
So the promised land was not possessed until the time of Joshua.
应许之地就到约书亚的时候，他们才得着。
So.Abraham, Isaac, Jacob.
这亚伯拉罕、以撒、雅各。
All the way through to Moses.
直到摩西。
They were just passing the promise of God.
他们只是把神的应许传下去。
Not yet the promised land.
还不是应许之地。
So I want to encourage pastors here.
我要鼓励在座的牧者。
If you feel like you don't have money or property to pass to your children,
如果你觉得你没有钱财或地产传给你的孩子
it's okay.
没问题的。
You pass the promise of God to your children.
你要把神的应许传给你的孩子。
See, I know pastors sometimes have this sadness.
我知道牧师们有时候有这个沮丧。
You know that being a pastor, you are not going to be very rich.
你知道当牧师你不会很富有。
And then you look at your friends.
就看着你的朋友们。
And they didn't become a pastor and they are much richer.
他们没成为牧者所以他们比较有钱。
And that's okay because we sacrifice.
那没问题我们牺牲。
It's a choice we made.
是我们做出的选择。
But we feel bad for our children.
可是我们为我们的孩子感到内疚。
Because their children have money and have properties.
因为他们的孩子有钱财有地产。
But we don't have much to pass down.
可是我们没有什么可以传下去的。
But don't ever think like this.
可是你不要有这样子的想法。
What you have to pass down is even more precious and valuable.
你可以传承下去的，它比较珍贵，比较宝贵。
You did not shortchange your children.
你没有亏待你的孩子。
You did not allow your children to suffer.
你没有允许你的孩子他们去有残酷的事情。
Don't feel bad.
不要觉得内疚。
Because you are passing down the mission.
你传承的是使命。
You are passing down the promise of God.
你传承是神的应许。
So if your children understand how to love Jesus and obey Him,
所以如果你的孩子要懂得怎么去爱耶稣，去顺服他
，how to fear God,
怎么去敬畏神
，that is the most precious.
那是最宝贵的。
If your daughter understands and keep the faith,
如果你的女儿她记得她还坚守她信念的话
，keep his principles,
跟着她的原则
，that is the most precious.
那是最宝贵的。
And then you can say,
那你可以说。
Silver and gold I have none.
金银我没有。
But what I have, I pass to you.
我有的一切我都交给你。
You may not have silver and gold.
你虽然没有金没有银。
But you have the mission and the promises of God.
可是你有神的应许。
Pass to your children.
传给你的孩子。
And don't worry about silver and gold on earth.
你不要担心在世上的金和银。
You have plenty of it in heaven.
在天上你有的是多的。
You will have rewards in heaven for your children.
在天上会有财宝给你的孩子。
Pass the mission.Pass the purposes of God.
传承使命，传承神的宗旨。
Look at Genesis 17.
看创世纪第十七章。
Verse 20.
第二十节。
Verse 20, it says, as for Ishmael,
他说, 至于伊什玛利,
God says, I will bless him.
神说,
I will multiply his descendants.
给他有生养众多,
I will make him a great nation.
让他成为一个伟大的大国,
but look at verse 21.
可是看第21节,
but my covenant
可是我给的,我的立了约,
will be confirmed only with Isaac.
是只给以撒。
Ishmael was blessed.
伊什玛利他真的会蒙福。
Ishmael became great.
伊什玛利成为伟人。
Ishmael had many descendants.
还有很多的子孙。
But he was only blessed.
可是他只是蒙福。
Isaac.
以撒。
Isaac had the covenant.
以撒他有跟神立的约。
You know, for me,
对, 至于我而言,
I say, God, don't just bless me.
我说主啊, 不只要给我祝福,
no, blessing is good.
祝福是好的事,
but I want more than your blessing.
可是我不仅要你的祝福,
I want your covenant.
我要跟你立约,
if I have to choose,
如果我要选择的话,
I choose your covenant.
我选择跟你立约。
So some of your friends may be passing the blessing to your children.
你可能有些朋友他们是把他们的祝福传给孩子。
But for us,
至于我们,
let's pass the mission.
我们要传下的是使命。
Let's pass the promises of God.
我们要传下是神的应许。
Amen.
Amen.
So parents,
所以父母亲们,
today I want to ask you a question.
今天我要问你们一个问题。
Maybe you're listening online.
可能你在线上在听着。
What are you passing to your children?
你要传承什么给你的孩子?
Are you passing the mission?
传承使命吗?
Or the values?
价值观?
In fact, what is your family mission?
其实你家庭的使命到底是什么?
For us,
至于我们,
is as for me and my family, we will serve the Lord.
至于我和我的家,
is that passed on to your children?
你是否把这个传承给你的孩子?
We will serve the Lord.
我们会一起服侍神。
It means that my great-grandchildren will serve the Lord.
所以我的世孙, 他们也会去服侍神。
That my great-grandchildren will build the house of God.
我的世孙也会建造神的殿。
You see, the next generation's inheritance is the work that remains.
下一代的产业正是那尚未完成的工作。
We can only open the doors.
我们只能敞开大门。
The generations who come after us must go through them.
后来的累代他们并进入其中的。
God has prepared for them greater works.
神为他们预备了更伟大的工作。
For which we are not gifted enough.
而我们所具备的恩赐不足以胜任。
I believe with all my heart.
我深信。
My next generation,
我的下一代,
children and spiritual children,
孩子和属灵孩子,
that's their inheritance,
那是他们的产业,
not money,
不是金钱,
not watches,
不是手表,
but it's the work that remains.
而是在留下尚未完成的工作。
I also believe,
我也深信,
God has prepared for them greater works,
神为他们预备更大的工作。
Greater than what Pastor Lee and I can achieve.
比我和曾牧师能成就更伟大的事。
Because we are not gifted enough.
因为我们不足以胜任。
But our children,
可是我们的孩子,
they'll be more educated.
他们比我们更受教育。
They'll be more gifted than us.
比我们更有恩赐。
And they will follow through on the mission.
他们会跟着这个使命。
And by God's grace, they will complete the mission.
凭着神的恩典, 他们会完成这个使命。
晨曦讲座, 一个专为上帝的工人预备, 牧养, 宣教, 教导, 领导的培训节目, 让真理更新思想, 让经验传承智慧。 晨曦讲座, 培育主的工人, 一同回应时代的呼召。
我是晨曦讲座的节目主持人方华。 从今天陈少豪牧师的分享, 让我们知道, 如果你领受的迹象和使命直到你这一代，那么将成为历史而不是传承。我们所要传承的不仅是传承钱财，也要传承使命，不仅要传承财富，也要传承价值观。而使命和价值观的传承至少要三代。今天陈牧师所分享的信息 非常值得教会的牧者以及家长们省思。门训累代建立强壮的教会讲座的内容，在陈少豪牧师《累代如何打造更年轻更强壮的教会》这本书里面都有记载。如果您有兴趣的话，欢迎您上网搜寻。接下来，让我们一块来听以斯拉的诗歌《使命》。 神坚立我们手所做的工，我们手所做的工愿神坚立。我是芳华，晨曦讲座，我们下回再会。
神之外